To be Luke chapter 24. Now, we said that Luke 23, the crucifixion, was like the saddest chapter in the Bible. And now we've got Luke 24, the resurrection, and this is the happiest. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the tomb where Jesus was buried, bringing the spices which they had prepared and others with them. Now, they brought these spices because they wanted to stop his body from decaying, and they wanted it to smell nice, etc. But they clearly did not have in mind his promise that he was going to rise again after 3 days. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb when they entered in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. It happened as they were very confused about all this. Two men stood by them in shining clothes. And who are those two men?
Angels.
That's right. And as they were frightened and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He's not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and the third day rise again.'" And they remembered his words. So what it shows then is that these people had heard clearly the words of Jesus, because he made it very, very clear and very, very plain that he was going to die, he was going to be dead for 3 days and rise again, but they had not paid attention and had not believed. Just like people can hear the words of the Bible, and yet just it doesn't go in for various reasons, and I think they just did not want to believe that he would die. Because that really meant, as he had said, you've got to pick up your cross and follow me. And his death means our death. And nobody wants that. We just want an easy life. And our encounter with Jesus will not give us the easy life. It is a picking up of his cross so that we might share in his resurrection. They returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11, not to the 12, because Judas was now dead, and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle stories, and they didn't believe them, even though Jesus had told them so plainly. Now you see the terrible weakness of the disciples, that they had been with Jesus and he had been so clear with them about these things, but they still just didn't believe. So it's no excuse for our weakness, but on the other hand, it is a comfort to us in our weakness that really and truly Jesus does understand weak little human beings, because his disciples were the same. Then Peter got up and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen clothes laid by themselves, and he departed, wondering in himself at what had happened. Well, at a thought, he should have figured, "Oh, he's risen." But he doesn't make that connection straight away. Two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was about 60 furlongs away from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they were talking with each other and debating with each other, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were closed that they should not recognize him. He said to them, "What is it that you are talking about as you walk along here together, and why are you so sad?" And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, replied, "Are you only a stranger in Jerusalem, and don't you know the things which have happened there recently?" Jesus asked them, "What things?" And they said to him about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in words and in works before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he who would have redeemed Israel, and beside all this, today is the third day since all this happened. Well, if they had listened to what he was saying, they would have been waiting. Oh, 1, 2, 3 days. This is the third day. He's going to rise again. Where is he? We're probably going to see him. But they were moping around saying, "Oh, and today's the third day that this is since this happened." So they said that they hoped that it would have been him who redeemed Israel. In other words, they were looking for Jesus to save Israel from the Romans immediately, to immediately establish his kingdom. And so they had listened to all the words of Jesus from that point of view, that we want these words to prove true, our own little hope and our own little pet interpretation. But the problem is that if we look at God's word like that, then we're only going to take out of it what we want to hear and what confirms our own bias and our own set of ideas that we've already got. Whereas we've got to come to God's word and the words of Jesus with a totally open mind, and it's very difficult. That's why it's good to pray before we read, that God will open our minds. And they go on. Yes, and some women of our group made us surprised because they were early in the morning at the tomb and they didn't find his body. And they came and said they'd seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And some of them who were with us went to the grave and they found it just as the women had said. But him they did not see. So they really should have known that this was going to be the resurrection. But they didn't. And then Jesus said to them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ, the Messiah, to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he explained unto them in all the scriptures the things about himself. Must have been really wonderful. And they drew near to the village where they were going, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they begged him, saying, Please stay with us, for it's now evening, and the day is far spent. Now, it's rather like Jesus on the lake. He makes as if he's going to go past them. And they say, No, Jesus, come here, save us. And so he does that sometimes. It's not that he plays hard to get or whatever, but he sometimes does act in a rather hard way, as if he's distant or not going to do something for us, so that we beg him, so that we come closer to him. And it happened that as he sat at the meal with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke and gave to them. This is just how he did at the breaking of bread. And their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished out of their sight. They said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and those who were with them, saying, The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done by the road and how Jesus had been made known to them in the breaking of bread. And that's a wonderful little thing, that he was made known to them in the breaking of bread, and that is really what can continue now, that when we take the bread and wine, his particular presence is there, and he comes close to us as the risen Jesus.